2 Corinthians chapter 7. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Receive us, we have wronged no man, we have corrupted no man, we have defrauded no man. I speak not this to condemn you, for I have said before, that you are in our hearts to die and live with you. Great is my boldness of speech toward you, great is my boasting of you, I am filled with comfort, I am exceedingly joyful in all our tribulation. For, when we were come into Macedonia, our body had no rest, but we were troubled on every side, without were fightings, within were fears. Nevertheless God, who comforts those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus. And not by his coming only, but by the consolation with which he was comforted in you, when he told us your earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoiced the more. For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not regret, though I did regret, for I perceive that the same epistle has made you sorry, though it were but for a time. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance, for you were made sorry after a godly manner, that you might suffer loss by us in nothing. For godly sorrow works repentance to salvation not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world works death. For behold this same thing, that you sorrowed after a godly sort, what earnestness it worked in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what full punishment. In all things you have proved yourselves to be pure in this matter. Therefore, though I wrote unto you, I did it not for his cause who had done the wrong, nor for his cause who suffered wrong, but that our care for you in the sight of God might appear unto you. Therefore we were comforted in your comfort, yea, and exceedingly the more we rejoiced at the joy of Titus, because his spirit was refreshed by you all. For if I have boasted anything to him of you, I am not ashamed, but as we spoke all things to you in truth, even so our boasting, which I made before Titus, is found to be truth. And his inward affection is more abundant toward you, as he remembers the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling you received him. I rejoice therefore that I have confidence in you in all things,